我们请大家一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let us prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始星期晚上在会堂的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we hold Friday night Sabbath service.
我们请会中一起起立来唱诗143首。
Let us all sing hymn 143.
我们请会众仍然站立，我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us continue standing and bow our heads and pray.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢您。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在我们忙碌的一个星期之后，你带领我们来到你的圣所。
After a busy week, you've taken us to your holy place.
并且这是您属灵的家庭。
And this is your spiritual home.
那我们弟兄姐妹、亲戚朋友一起聚集。
And brothers and sisters gather here.
来分享从你来的信息，从你来的安慰。
To receive your message and your encouragement.
主啊，我们祈求您借着今天晚上的聚会，把你的话语来教导我们。
We ask that you teach us your words during tonight's service.
让我们都能够成为一个蒙福的人。
So that we can become blessed.
也知道要怎么样才能够蒙您赐给我们平安福气。
And so we know how to receive your peace and your grace.
我们把以下的聚会交在你的圣手当中。
We give this service unto you.
愿您来教导，愿您来带领。
May you teach and guide us.
我们把一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵、权柄都归在你的圣尊名之下，直到永远。
We give all the praise, honor, and glory forever unto your name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们家弟兄姐妹、亲戚朋友，大家平安。
Beloved brothers and sisters and friends, I wish peace to you all.
我们晚上仍然要借着在箴言里头的智慧来跟我们做相互的学习跟分享。
Tonight I would like to share with you all the message in Proverbs.
晚上跟大家来谈谈是有关谦卑的道理。
I would like to talk about the message behind humility.
相传这个美国钢铁大王就是这个卡内基他原本很贫穷。
Industry leader Carnegie.
他本来是一个很贫穷的人。
Carnegie was originally a very poor man.
他小时候也没念什么书
And he was uneducated in his youth.
但是却因为他肯努力肯自修奋发勤俭然后他成功成为富有的人。
But through his diligent strivings, he became a wealthy man.
他并且也成为一个学者。
And he became a scholar.
所以现在很多公司把他的员工都会送去接受这个卡内基的训练
And so many companies send their employees to receive a so-called Carnegie training.
他有一套一套办法能够帮助公司来管理。
He had a method for managing companies.
那有一次他到那个沙格兰苏格兰去旅游Scotland.
One time he went to Scotland on a trip.
因为他曾经捐了很多钱在那边建立了这个读书馆。
Because he had previously donated a lot of money to establish a library there.
所以这个 Scotland 的这个有四个大学的校长特别请他吃饭。
And so four Scottish professors asked him invited him out to dinner.
当然了，大家一边吃饭就一边聊天
And as they were dining, they started discussing.
那这个卡内基就 这个介绍哈、哦，他怎么样成功的这些历史。
And Carnegie started to tell how he became successful.
哦，那讲到高兴的时候啊，哦，他就问在场的这四个哦大学的校长。
And as he was happily chatting away, he asked these four professors a question.
哦，我现在什么都有了，什么都不缺乏。
I have everything and lack nothing.
哦，这都是我一手所造成的奇迹。
And this is a miracle created by my own hands.
哦，都是靠我努力得到的。
And was won by my own diligence.
哦，所以啊，请问各位阁下，我现在还缺少什么呢？
So I ask all of you, what is it that I still lack?
你们认为有哪一样啊？哦，是我还没有得到的呢
？Do you think there is something that I have not yet achieved?
哦，这些大学校长哦，你看我，我看你啊，大家都不说话。
And the professors looked at one another in silence.
哦，最后啊，有一个哈、哦，这个最年长的这个老校长啊，小声的说啊。
And then the oldest professor quietly said,
恐怕还少一件啊。
I fear you lack one thing.
就是谦卑。
That is humility.
好，这是个故事啊，但也提醒我们大家。
This is just a story, but it reminds us all.
哦，当我们啊，在我们的事业上、地位上、财富上，哦，样样都有，什么都不缺的时候。
When we have attained everything that we could in this world and in our worldly pursuits.
哦，我们是不是还能够懂得感谢，哦，谦卑的来感谢神，来感谢人呢？
Do we know to thank God and thank people in humility?
哦，谦卑的来约束我们自己啊，哦，不会骄傲。
And to restrain our pride with humility.
哦，这是一件多么困难，但也是多么重要的事情。
This is a very difficult but important thing.
哦，我们来看看箴言上怎么说。
Let us look at how Proverbs says.
我们一起来看箴言的十八章的十二节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 12.
箴言十八章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 12.
十二节，败坏之先，人心骄傲；尊荣以前，必有谦卑。
Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility.
哦，这里告诉我们啊，这个骄傲啊，哦，是灭亡的前提，而谦卑啊，哦，乃是我们得荣耀的前提啊。
Here it says that haughtiness or pride leads to destruction.And humility leads to honor.
哦，有一个人哦，他曾经说，说这个普天之下哦，哦，所有的平凡人的失败啊，哦，都是因为一个懒字啊。
Someone once said that all the failures in this world are due to laziness.
哦，但普天之下，所有哦，这个人才哦。他们的失败啊，都是一个傲字。
Oh, and all the
all the genius 啊。
Oh, and all the geniuses fail because of pride.
哦，哎，听起来好像很有道理耶。
It sounds like it makes sense.
哦，来勉励人哦，要努力哦，不要偷懒。
This encourages people to be diligent.
哦，来勉励人呐，哦，在成功的时候不要骄傲。
And encourages people once they become successful to not be proud.
哦，事实上啊，骄傲哦是每个人呢、啊、最容易犯的这个错误啊。
In fact, pride is the most easy mistake people can make.
哦，或许我们会想啊、哦，会说啊，我怎么可能骄傲呢
？We may say, how can we be proud?
哦，我一向啊就是最懂得谦卑的人啊。
I am a most humble person.
哦，说当我们呢、啊、向人说我是最谦卑的人的时候啊，你已经骄傲了。
But once we say we are a most humble person, then we've become proud.
哦，你已经落入这个骄傲的陷阱当中了。
and we've fallen under the trap of pride.
有一个这个笑话这么说。
There was a joke.
有一个人问哦，问另外一个人说，你认为哦，这个全世界哦，文章写的最好的是谁呀？
A man once asked another man, "What do you think is the greatest essay ever written?"
哦，那对方就说，当然不是我啦。哦，我很谦卑嘛。全世界文章写的最好的是这个中国人，中国人写的最好。
And this person replied, "I'm very humble, so I would say that it's not me who's written the greatest essay, but rather someone who was Chinese."
哦，那对方又接着问了，那你认为中国人里头啊，谁的文章写最好？
And the other person asked, "Then which Chinese person wrote the greatest essay?"
哦，那他对方哦，他这个又说，当然你不是我啦，哦，文中国人里头文章写最好的。哦，当然就是这个哦，这个北京这里的人文章写最好。
And the other person replied, "Of course, it is not me, but rather someone who lives within Beijing."
哦，那对方就要接着问了，那你认为北京里面哈，谁文章写最好
？And the other person asked, "So who in Beijing has written the greatest essay?"
哦，那这个他就接着回答说，北京里头啊，文章写最好的当然也不是我。我告诉你哦，是我的哥哥写的最好。
And he said, "Of course, it's not me. It's my brother who wrote the best essay."
哦，只不过他写完之后啊，还要让我给他修改修改一下啦。
It's just that when he's done writing, he asks me to edit his essay.
从头到尾他都没有讲自己文章写的最好哦。
Throughout this conversation, he didn't say he was the best essay writer.
哦，所以哈，这个骄傲这个东西哦，很容易哦，就会让人哦，这个不知不觉当中啊，哦，就落入到他的这个陷阱跟网罗。
So we can see that pride, it's very easy to fall into its trap.
哦，所以我们以下啊，我们想说啊，就借着我们哦，这个在这个箴言里面呢，有谈到的一些有关谦卑的道理哈，来做我们啊互相的提醒。
So I'd like to say a few reminders regarding humility from the book of Proverbs.
我们以这个神赐恩给谦卑的人来做主题。
Using the topic that God gives grace to the humble as our main topic.
我们期待我们都能够培养我们自己啊，有这个谦卑不骄傲的品德。
We all hope to have the character of humility.
好，所以我们接下来从两个方面呢，我们来一起来思想这个主题啊。
So let us look at this topic from two perspectives.
刚刚我们所读的这个经文说，败坏之先人心骄傲，尊荣以前必有谦卑。
Earlier, when we read that before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility.
我们可以知道这个作者哦，是一个很有智慧的人。
We can see that the author is a very wise person.
他明白骄傲的人，骄傲哦，是这个人人呢，之所以会失败的一个原因呢。
He understood that pride was a reason for failing and destruction.
那什么是骄傲？
So what is pride?
我们来看看哦，这个箴言有一句哈，这个经文形容的很，这个很传神哦。
There is a very good verse that expresses what pride is in Proverbs.
箴言的三十章哦的十三节。
In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 13.
三十章的十三节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 13.
十三节说，有一宗人呢。眼目何其高傲，眼皮也是高举啊。
There is a generation, oh how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up.
这个就好像我们俗话说，他的眼睛长在头顶上的意思啊。
It is as we say in slang, they have eyes on the top of their heads.
那个在形容人的骄傲。
Which describes a person's pride.
所以骄傲是一种一种自我陶醉、自我满足、自我吹嘘，高估自己、藐视别人的行为。
So, pride is an action that places oneself above others.
哦，那所以在箴言里头啊，不但说出哦，这样的人呢、啊、是神所憎恶讨厌的。
So Proverbs says that God despises such a person.
哦，而且啊，也提出两个原因呢、啊，来劝勉我们哦，不要骄傲。
And raises two reasons to encourage us not to be proud.
哦，那为什么不要骄傲呢？
So why shouldn't we not be proud?
哦，因为啊，骄傲必带来羞耻。
Because pride brings about it shame.
啊，看箴言的十一章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 2.
哦，箴言的十一章二节，说骄傲来，羞耻也来。
In Proverbs chapter 11 verse 2, it says, "When pride comes, then comes shame."
哦。这个骄傲啊，带来羞耻。
That pride brings shame.
哦，因为骄傲啊，哦，是一种自我高抬，哦啊，太高估自己，而低估别人，甚至哦藐视别人的表现。
Because when you're proud, you look highly upon yourself, but look down upon others.
哦，保罗啊，啊，在罗马书哦那个十二章的三节也告诉我们。
Paul in Romans tells us,
要我们不要看自己过于所单看的。
To not look too highly upon ourselves.
要啊，看得合乎中道。
But rather look accurately at ourselves.
因为哦，骄傲来，羞耻也会来。
Because when we are proud, then we will also be brought to shame.
有一个故事说到。
There was a story that talked about.
有一只公鸡哦，对其他的动物说啊，它就是神仙呢。
神仙。
He's God.
There was a story of a rooster that proclaimed to the other animals that he was God.
为什么？因为啊，它能够把太阳叫起来呀。
Because he was able to call up the sun.
能够把天叫亮。
And make the day bright.
所以这个公鸡啊，每天哦。在天要亮的时候啊，他就这个哈、抬头挺胸的哦，站在这个屋顶上啊，开始叫了。
And whenever daybreak was about to happen, he would stand on the roof and call out.
果然没有多久哦，太阳就升起来了。
And soon after he called out, the sun did come up.
天也亮了。
And the day was bright.
所以哦，所有的动物啊，就相信了这只公鸡呀、啊。真的是神耶。
And so the other animals believed that this rooster was God.
但是当中啊，就这个狐狸不相信了。
But among the animals, only the fox did not believe.
所以有一天啊，在天刚要亮的时候啊。
And so one day before the day broke.
这个狐狸啊，蹑手蹑脚跑到公鸡后面了，掐住公鸡的脖子，不让它叫。
The fox approached behind the rooster. And strangled it so that it could not cry out.
这公鸡啊，这个叫不出来啊，但是啊，太阳还是出来了哈，天还是亮了。
And even though the rooster did not crow, the sun still rose.
所有的动物才知道说啊，被这个公鸡骗了。
And then all the animals knew that they had been lied.
原来这个天本来就是自己会亮啊，太阳自己会起来了，不是因为公鸡把它叫亮叫起来的。
That the sun rose on its own, and not because the rooster called.
这个大家很生气哦，从此就不理公鸡了哦。
And all the animals were angry and no longer heeded the rooster.
所以哦，真的哦，骄傲来，羞耻就跟着来了。
And so, after pride comes shame.
这个古人呢、啊，用这样的一个动物的故事哦，来警惕人呢、啊，不要高估自己。
So in olden times, people used this story to tell others not to raise themselves up too high.
提醒我们哦，做人哦，绝对不可以哦，自我膨胀哦，自我吹嘘。
To remind us not to be in vain.
因为骄傲往往带来的是羞耻。
Because pride always brings about shame.
但以理书第四章记载着。巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒王。
In Daniel chapter 4, it talks about King Nebuchadnezzar.
他在这个观看 他双手所建造的这个国家跟宫殿呢、啊，哎，他好得意啊。
He looked at all that the kingdom he'd established, and he was very proud of himself.
哦，这不是靠我尼布甲尼撒王双手建立起来的吗
？Saying, "Was this not built by my own hands?"
哦，忘了之前呢、啊，神曾经就用梦啊提醒他要谦卑，要悔改。
And he'd forgotten about the dream he had before, where God told him he had to repent and be humble.
哦，但是哦，他还是哦很难哦隐藏他心里头的骄傲。
But he had difficulty keeping his pride within.
哦，就果然呢，就如同他所做的梦一样啊，哦，他发疯了，哦，他像牛一样啊，在吃草，被隔离起来。
And so, just like in his dream.He became mad and roamed the land like a cow.
哦，过了一段期间呢、啊，哦，神再把智慧还给他。
And after a period of time, then God returned his sanity to him.
哦，他才又恢复人性。
And then he became like a man again.
哦，他才知道原来啊，哦，是神在掌权呢、啊，不是他在掌权呢、啊。
And he realized that God was in control, not him.
神要把这个王位给谁就给谁呀。
And God could give the seat of the kingdom to whoever he wanted.
哦，所以哦，骄傲来，羞耻就跟着来了。
So with pride follows shame.
哦，所以这个为什么我们不要骄傲哦
？And this is why we shouldn't be proud.
啊，那另外一个原因哦，这个骄傲来啊，也会带来失败。
Another reason we shouldn't be proud is because with pride comes failure.
哦，我们同样来看这个箴言，我们来看十六章的十八节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18.
哦，箴言的十六章十八节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18.
十八节，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
哦，那这个经文呢、啊，告诉我们人失败的原因呢、啊、
？Here it tells us why people fail.
就是骄傲。
It's because of pride.
哦，一个骄傲的人，哦，他自满自足，自我陶醉，认为自己是全能，什么都会做。
A proud person thinks that he can do anything by himself.
哦，那他就不懂得啊，哦，来依靠神呢、啊。
And doesn't know to rely on God.
那当然也不会哦来尊重人呢、啊。
And of course, he will also not revere or respect man.
一个神也啊、哦、不喜欢，人也不帮助的人。
Someone that is despised by God and not helped by man.
哦，当然了，最后就会落在失败当中啊。
Will, of course, suffer failure.
哦。在主耶稣的这个十个门徒里头啊
，Among Jesus's 12 disciples，
哦，这个彼得啊，算是哦，这个里面呢、啊，哦的自然领袖。
Peter was the natural leader。
哦，因为他在这个一些属灵的经历上，哦，他比其他的门徒啊，哦比较有。
Because he had more spiritual experiences than the other disciples.
哦，比如说，哦，他走过海面，跟主耶稣一样哦。
For example, like Jesus, he walked across water.
哦，他也看过，哦，在变貌山上看过主耶稣那个荣耀的这个本相。
And he saw Jesus's godly likeness on.The Mount of Transfiguration.
哦，在克西马尼园呐、啊，哦，他也是啊、最靠近哦，这个跟主耶稣一起啊、哦，这个警醒祷告的。
And in Gethsemane, he was the one who followed most closely in praying with Jesus.
哦，那还有哦，在主耶稣的这个询问当中哦，你们说啊，我是谁？哦的这个问题里头啊，就是彼得答对哦。
And only he answered correctly when Jesus asked, "Who do you think I am?"
哦，你是基督永生神的儿子。
He answered, "You are Christ, the Son of the Eternal God."
哦，那就是因为彼得有这么多属灵的经验跟好的表现。
But it is because Peter had all these spiritual experiences and good works.
哦，当主耶稣 将要完成救恩之前呢、啊，哦，曾经告诉门徒啊。
That before Lord Jesus completed his works, he told his disciples.
说今天晚上啊，你们啊都要为我的缘故而跌倒。
That tonight you will all fall for my sake.
哦，这个彼得就不服气了。
But Peter, he would not acknowledge this.
哦，他对主耶稣说、啊：“说众人虽然啊为你的缘故跌倒，但是我彼得啊却永远不会跌倒。”
He said that even though others may fall, yet I will never fall.
哦，耶稣就告诉他了，啊，说我实在告诉你，彼得，今夜鸡叫以先，哦，你要三次说不认识我啊。
And Jesus told him, truly I tell you, before you will deny me three times before the rooster crows.
哦，但是彼得啊，啊、哦，却对耶稣说啊，我就是必须和你一起死，哦，和你关监牢啊，我总不会不认你的。
But Peter insisted that he would be imprisoned and even die with Jesus.
哦，但没有多久，哦，犹大带着兵丁，哦，出卖耶稣来抓耶稣了。
But not long after, Judas brought the troops to capture Jesus.
哦，果然呢、啊，在那天晚上哈、哦，这个鸡叫以前呢、啊，彼得三次，甚至还发毒咒啊，来否定他认识耶稣啊。
And it turned out that Peter, before the rooster crowed, denied Jesus three times with cursings.
哦，当然哈、啊，其他的门徒啊，哦，在那种。啊，这个情况之下，哦，这个逃的逃啊，躲的躲了哈，也没有好到哪里了。
Of course, the other disciples were no better as they all fled.
哦，但是啊，就是因为这个彼得啊，哦，之前呢、啊、讲了那么哦，讲了大话哦，夸了海口。
But it was because of Peter's earlier boasts.
哦，相对于他后来的表现呢、啊，哦，更显得突出哈、哦。
Which made his later actions all the more apparent.
哦，比其他的这些啊、这些门徒们哦的失败呀、啊，更加的严重。
And made his failure that much greater than the failure of the other disciples.
哦，所以哦，骄傲带来失败。
So pride brings about failure.
哦，所以我们都要记得哈、哦，哎，我们不要起骄傲的心。
So we must remember not to have a heart of pride.
哦，因为骄傲啊，会带来羞耻；骄傲会带来失败。
Because pride brings about shame and brings about failure.
好，我们最后来看这个啊，箴言的二十七章第一、第二节。
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1 and 2.
箴言的二十七章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1.
好，一节不要为明天自夸，因为一日要生何事，你尚且不知道。好，第二节。
Verse 2.
要别人夸奖你，不可用口自夸；等外人称赞你，不可用嘴自称。
Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips.
哦，这啊，这里呀、啊，告诉我们说哈、哦，明天要发生什么事情啊，我们尚且不知道，有什么好夸口
？Here tells us we do not know what will happen to tomorrow.、哦、what is there to boast?
哎，所以哈、哦，哎，不要自吹自擂哈、哦，哎，自己夸自己啊。
So don't boast about yourself.
哦，留着让别人称赞啊。哦
Rather let others praise you.
哦，老王卖瓜，自卖自夸哦，哎，这个是不好的哦。
Boasting is bad.
嘿，哦，啊，所以我们不要哦，做一个这个骄傲哦、自夸的基督徒。
So let us not be a boastful Christian.
哦，不然呢、啊，哦，骄傲哈、哦、会带来羞耻，骄傲也会带来失败。
Because Pride brings about shame, and pride brings about failure.
哦，那刚刚我们啊、在这个十八章哦，箴言十八章的设计啊、那边也看到说，尊荣以前必有谦卑啊。
But we also saw in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12, that before honor is humility.
哦，啊，同样他也告诉我们哦， 这个失败的这个前提呀、啊，哦是骄傲，哦但是成功荣耀的前提呀、啊、就是谦卑啊。
This tells us that not only is pride the prerequisite to destruction, but humility is the prerequisite to honor.
哦，那我们来看哦，这个二十二章的四节。
Let's take a look at chapter 22, verse 4.
哦，箴言的二十二章四节。
Proverbs 22, verse 4.
哦，四节说：敬畏神，心存谦卑，就得富有、尊荣、生命为赏赐。
By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
哦，所以谦卑啊，是我们对神跟对人应当有的态度。
So humility is an attitude we ought to have towards God and towards men.
哦，一个人如果懂得谦卑，哦，神就会将富有、尊荣、生命都给他。
Someone who, if a person has humility, then God will grant him or her riches and honor and life.
那要如何胜过我们心中的骄傲？哦，成为谦卑呢？
So how do we overcome the pride in our heart and be humble?
哦，那又为什么敬畏神的人哦？啊，能够谦卑呢？
And how is it that those who fear the Lord are able to be humble?
哦，首先呢，一个真正认识神的人呢，哦，他一定能够自我谦卑下来。
First of all, someone who truly understands the Lord will be able to humble himself.
哦，就如同有句话说哈，说知识让人谦卑，无知让人骄傲一样。
Just like a saying that knowledge makes a man humble, but lack of knowledge makes a man proud.
哦，说一个敬畏神的人，哦，他因为对神的认识啊，哦，能够让自己谦卑。
And so someone, through their understanding of God, will be able to make themselves humble.
哦，一个真正认识神的人，哦，在全能的神的面前呢，他就知道他没有什么可以夸口的。
Someone who understands God knows that he has nothing to boast about.
哦，在圣经里头啊，要说最谦卑的人哦，就是这个摩西的。
And the most humble person in the Bible is Moses.
哦，因为在民数记的十三章第三节那边说，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
In Numbers chapter 3, verse 13, it records that Moses was the most humble person.
哦，从圣经里头啊描述这个摩西，哦，他从小是在哦这个埃及的皇宫长大的。
Moses was someone who grew up within the palace.
哦，他学的埃及人一切的学问。
He learned all there was to learn from the Egyptians.
哦，也许我们现在说，埃及有什么好学的哈？埃及又不是什么先进的国家，那是现在的埃及哦。以前的这个古埃及啊，可是像现在美国、英国哦一样的这个进步啊。
We may think what was there to learn from the Egyptians at the time? Well, let us not think about Egypt nowadays. Back in the day, Egypt was a very prosperous country, like England, for example.
哦，啊，所以摩西啊，他学会了埃及人一切的学问。
And so Moses learned all there was to learn from the Egyptians.
哦，那再来哦，摩西啊，他是法老女儿的养子。
And he was the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter.
哦，这个算起来呀，哦，也是一个哦，这个贵族啊，是一个王子哎。
And he was also considered a prince and royalty.
哦，他拥有这个高人一等的地位。
He had a higher status than other people.
哦，但是啊，哦，这个王子的身份，哦，还有他的高深的学问啊，都没有让摩西呀，哦，来骄傲。
But his princehood and his knowledge did not make Moses proud.
哦，他去呀、啊，哦，到他的兄弟那边啊，哦，去看他们的重担。
Rather, he looked upon the infirmities of his brothers.
哦，所以啊，这个摩西、啊，哦，真的是全世界最谦卑的人。
And so in this world, Moses is the most humble.
哦，他为什么他会这么谦卑？
Why was he so humble?
哦，尤其啊，他到了后来，神用他带领以色列百姓出埃及。
Especially since God chose him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
手拿着神的杖。
With his hand, he held the staff of God.
哦，能够让这个哦红海分开啊，走干地而过。
Which was able to part the Red Sea so that the Israelites could walk on dry ground.
哦，他啊亲自哦到这个。神的圣山去领受神所颁布的这个十条诫命。
And he was able to go on God's holy mountain to take down the Ten Commandments.
这么样的一个摩西啊，他怎么样能够成为一个全世界最谦卑的人？
How was this Moses able to become the most humble person in the world?
就如同有一次他的姐姐跟哥哥就是米利安跟这个亚伦啊，联合起来来欺负他
One time, his brother and his sister, Aaron and Miriam, came together to oppose him.
说这个摩西骄傲高抬自己啊。
Saying that Moses elevated himself. Yeah.
但是摩西都没有为自己辩解啊。
But Moses did not defend himself.
倒是神啊，替摩西讲话了。
And it was God who spoke on Moses' behalf.
神告诉摩西的哥哥姐姐，就是亚伦跟这个米利安。
And God told Aaron and Miriam.
说啊，神跟摩西讲话是不用什么异象、异梦、谜语而是面对面直接讲的。
God told them that he does not speak to Moses in dreams or vaguely.
换句话说，摩西啊是跟神面对面的。
Which is to say that God speaks to Moses face to face.
所以摩西最亲近神。
That is to say that Moses is closest to God.
摩西最了解神。
And Moses understands God the most.
所以一个真正认识神的摩西，他怎么会骄傲？
And so, how could someone like Moses, who understood God, be proud?
认识神的全能，认识神的能力。
Who understood God's almighty power?
当然，想想自己怎么能够跟神比呢
？Of course, he thought, how could he compare to God?
当然就会温柔，就会谦卑了。
And naturally, he became humble.
所以摩西他能够成为胜过世上众人，成为极其谦卑的人，主要在于他对神的认识跟敬畏。
So Moses was more humble than anyone else because he feared and understood God.
那第二个
secondly,
怎么样能够成为一个谦卑的人呢
？How do we become a humble person?
一个懂得经常自我反省的人，也会成为一个谦卑的人。
Someone who self-reflects a lot can also become humble.
人呢、如果拿自己的财富、拿自己的智慧、拿自己的德性，跟比我们差劲的人来比的话，当然我们就骄傲起来了。
If a person compares his or her wealth and status to someone else, they can become proud.
但是如果跟这个这个比我们还有钱、还有智慧、品德还好的人来比的话，我们就会收敛收敛
But if we compare ourselves to someone who's better than us,Then we will be humbled.
所谓的这个比上不足，比下有余，就是这个道理了。
There is a saying in Chinese that captures this meaning perfectly.
那更何况说跟这个全智全能的神来做比较。
And if we compare ourselves to the Almighty God.
那我们呢，真的会像这个这个作诗的人说像大卫所讲的人算得了什么
？Then we will be as King David wrote in his psalm. Then What is a man worth?
哦，在这个全能全知啊的这个神面前呢，真的人算不了什么。
In front of this all-powerful God, man is nothing.
哦，主耶稣曾经讲了一个比喻啊。
Lord Jesus once told a parable.
哦，就是有两个人哦啊到圣殿去祷告。
There were two people going to the temple to pray.
一个是法利赛人。
One was a Pharisee.
哦，一个是当时被大家看不起哦，认为是罪人的这个税吏。
And one was a tax collector.
哦，那这个法利赛人哦就站着，哎，自言自语的祷告起来了。
The Pharisee gave a long monologue for his prayer.
哦，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索，不遇奸淫，我也不像这个税吏。
He spoke about how he's not like sinners and like this tax collector.
哦，哎，这个法利赛人呐，啊，为什么会仗着自己是义人而藐视别人呢
？How is it that this Pharisee thought himself righteous and better than others.
哦，是因为啊，他觉得哦，他不像别人，不像这个税吏啊。
Because he thought he wasn't like other sinners like this tax collector.
拿自己的优点跟人家的缺点比较啊，当然啦，哦，你好得很啊。
Of course, if you take your good points and compare them to other people's bad points, you will feel that you are better.
哦，你只是看到别人的过犯。
Because you only see their mistakes.
哦，但是从来没有发现自己的错误。
But you do not discover your own faults.
哦，这种拿自己的优点哦，跟别人的缺点比较，哦啊，只挑人家的毛病，却看不见自己的缺点。
That you are picking on other people's weaknesses to the point where you cannot see your own weaknesses.
哦，很自然呢，就会生出骄傲来了。
Then you will naturally become proud.
哦，不但在这个法利赛人身上，我们如果不小心了，也会在我们身上发生。
It's not just something that happened to this Pharisee; it can happen to us as well.
哦，有一次啊，小弟讲完这篇道理呀。
One time after I spoke this message.
哦，主耶稣所讲的这个哈，法利赛人跟税吏祷告的这篇道理呀。
After I spoke this message regarding the Pharisee's prayer.
哎，有个信徒啊，啊，听了之后啊，啊，跟小弟讲。
A believer came up to me and told me.
传道啊，感谢神耶。
He said, "Thank God."
哦，这个法利赛人真坏哦。
He said, "This Pharisee is very bad, isn't he?"
哦，真骄傲啊。
And very proud.
还好啊，我不像法利赛。
It's good that we're not like the Pharisees, right?
这个听起来很熟悉哦，好像那个法利赛人说啊，神啊，我感谢你，我不像这个税吏，跟那个差不多了
哦。Yet what this believer said sounded very similar to what the Pharisee said.
哦，所以啊，嘿，我们都要经常自我的反省啊。
So we all must reflect constantly.
哦，这样我们才不敢骄傲，才不敢夸口。
So that we are not, do not dare to praise ourselves.
哦，西方人这么说啊。
Westerners say,
骄傲让天使堕落成魔鬼。
That pride, made angels into demons.
哦，但是谦卑啊，却能够使一般人呐，哦，好像天使一样。
Yet humility will allow people to become like angels.
哦，所以我们可能因为骄傲，像魔鬼一样让人讨厌。
So perhaps because of pride, we are hated as the devil.
哦，但我们也能够谦卑啊，像天使一样，大家欢迎你。
Yet if we are humble, people will like us like angels.
全在于我们的选择啊。
And we are the deciders.
哦，所以骄傲不但哦带来羞耻，带来失败。
So pride not only causes shame and failure.
哦，神跟人都不喜欢。
So that both God and people despise us.
哦，谦卑啊，哦，哎，神赏赐，哦，人欢迎。
But humility brings God's grace as well as people's welcome.
怎么样让我们谦卑？我们要敬畏神。
How do we become humble? We must fear God.
我们要经常自我检讨。
We must reflect upon ourselves.
哦，这样啊，我们就能够成为一个神所赐恩的人。
And then we can become someone who is blessed by God.
我们晚上啊，就跟弟兄姐妹我们一起分享学习到这里。
So our sharing will end here tonight.
哦，我们一起来唱诗144首。
Let us sing hymn 144.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
We will now say a concluding prayer.
哦，我们真耶稣教会啊，是圣灵所建立的教会。
True Jesus Church is a church established by the Holy Spirit.
也就是神的灵哦，耶稣基督的灵所建立的。
Which is established by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of our Lord Jesus.
哦，这个应许的圣灵啊，是主耶稣在升天之前要门徒等候的。
This promised Holy Spirit was something that the disciples had to wait for.
哦，能够得到力量哦，到全地去为耶稣做见证的。
So that they can have power to be a testimony for Jesus.
哦，也啊，是我们进天国得产业的凭据啊。
And is also an evidence of our being able to go into heaven.
哦，那圣灵这个得着哦啊，让我们在这个啊祷告的时候啊。哦，能够用这个圣灵来祷告。
And the Holy Spirit is evidenced by us praying in the Holy Spirit.
哦，就是我们祷告的时候，哦，圣灵帮我们来祈求。
And when we pray, the Holy Spirit prays for us.
哦，那我们会身体震动，会说出听不懂的话来。
And our bodies will. will shake and we will speak in unknown tongue.
哦，像这个《使徒行传》第二章啊，五旬节圣灵降临，门徒得圣灵的这个情况一样。
Just like the circumstances in Acts chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples.
哦，但是啊，得着圣灵的人哦，心里充满着喜乐啊，而且啊是可以控制的啊，并且哦是意识清醒的。
Those who receive the Holy Spirit are in control and are of lucid mind.
哦，不是那种哦，这个倒到地上啦，哦，失去意识啦，甚至还口吐白沫哦，不是这样子哦。
It's not like where some places you may see people falling over or foaming at the mouth or losing consciousness.
哦，因为圣经哦没有记载有那样的事情啊。
Because the Bible records no such thing.
哦，啊，我们啊要怎么样哦，在这个神的圣灵上来得着来体验呢？
So how do we receive the Holy Spirit and experience it?
哦，同样也是借着祷告。
It's through prayer.
哦，啊，我们跪下来，用我们心灵跟诚实哦，在这位神的面前来祷告祈求。
We kneel down and we pray with our hearts.
哦，第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first thing we say is, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
哦，然后我们再反复的来赞美神，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
Then we repeatedly praise our Lord by saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哦，那神把他这个应许的圣灵赐给我们的时候，我们就会像圣经的记载，哦，像已经得圣灵的弟兄姐妹一样。身体就自然的震动，那我们舌头会跳动，会说出听不懂的话来。
And when we do receive the Holy Spirit, our bodies will naturally shake, and we will naturally speak an unknown tongue.
哦，啊，那我们结束祷告的时候，我们说阿门。
And when we conclude our prayer, we say Amen.
哦，这个是啊，我们哦现在要啊一起祷告的这个方式。
And this is the method by which we pray.
哦，那我们啊也盼望我们哦这个啊亲戚朋友哦能跟我们一起来体验这个圣灵。
So I hope that our friends and family can come experience the Holy Spirit with us.
哦，那我们现在就一起啊跪下来祷告。
Now let us kneel down and pray.
哦，也为明天安息圣日来祷告。
And let us also pray for tomorrow's Sabbath.
哦，为这个下个礼拜啊，我们的这个英文的和善那诗歌步道祷告。
And also pray for the upcoming Hosanna next week.
哦，为身体健康的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
And pray for those who are ill in health.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.